It's time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care. Welcome back.
Thank you, Miller Man. Thank you. Appreciate that. All right, George, what are you giggling at over there?
It's not the
monkeys on bikes that are racing in Vietnam.
No, but our buddy Ty Walker sent that to me a couple of weeks ago. Now a few other P1s have sent it to me. That is amazing. And why isn't that an Olympic sport?
I don't get it either. So these monkeys are on little mini bikes, and they're racing around a track.
Man, they're pretty good.
I know it. And people are all sitting in the stands. They don't look too excited about it. They act like they've just seen this all the time.
There must be no wagering.
But they're monkeys wearing, looks like, tunics on mini bikes. And there's only two competitors, so I don't get
it. Yeah.
And why these monkeys aren't, if you have monkey freedom, why aren't you just jumping off that bike and running away? Why are you completing the race?
They're having fun.
I don't think monkeys have fun on mini bikes.
Do you think for excitement they have a crocodile in the water that's in the middle
of
that?
Just to add a little bit more danger and intrigue to the situation. All right, so you're not laughing at the Vietnamese monkey races.
No. I'm not laughing at that, but a P1 sent me Kevin Harlan reading the live spot during the Knicks and Celtics game. It's one of the funniest things I've ever heard on live TV.
Uh-oh. What was it for?
Well, he thought he was talking about chicken tenders, but he was supposed to be talking about CarMax.
What?
Here, you want to hear it?
Hey, sure. You need the thing?
Yeah, you have the thing. Hear that, mama.
Kevin Harlan. He's not underwater Kevin Harlan, is he?
No, no. He's ticket's own. He's great.
Okay.
Really good play-by-play call, and he's not afraid to have a little fun while he's doing a broadcast. So just know that as they're about to have free throws here for the Celtics, they have the graphic, which is, you know, what you see on the screen, and it says CarMax. Okay?
Okay.
From Madison Square Garden, the NBA on TNT is brought to you by the new crispy tenders at CarMax. What? The way car buying should be. Can that be? What is that? Wait a minute. Hold on.
I'm holding.
Hold on. Are they serving tenders with cars? Are there tenders in the car?
Because if there is, you're in.
We just had the marriage of two different sponsors, and it was ugly.
Funny.
Remember, he was the one...
Brought to you by Chicken Tenders at CarMax.
What?
What?
Tonight from Madison Square Garden, the NBA on TNT is brought to you by the new crispy tenders at CarMax. What? The way car buying should be. Can that be? What is that?
The way car buying should be.
What is that?
Crispy tenders.
Yeah, that's great.
Now, CarMax should capitalize on this, go viral, and just start carrying crispy tendies.
Buy a car.
In every car.
It's the only place Matt Birmingham will buy a car.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. Don't get me thinking about Birmingham. That just makes me nervous thinking about his life.
I know. Just soda and chicken tenders.
I know it. And he clearly has atrophied below the legs, below the waist, it seems. He's got just these little thin legs. They look like a 90-year-old man's legs.
I know.
Yeah, he don't care about nothing. No. Doesn't Matt Birmingham look like a Civil War soldier?
Yes.
Looks like any young Civil War soldier who's not going
to
make it. He's not going
to
make it out there.
They were all so thin.
I know it.
And had a good meal in 6 months.
Been eating shoe leather out in the field. Hard tack. Okay. One observation is that yesterday I was driving and come up to a red light. And there's two cars. I'm going to be taking a right. It's three lanes each direction. I'm going to be taking a right. And the dude who was driving right up in front of me, he was in the middle lane, but there was already a car stopped at the red light. One car.
Not a right lane.
And he decides that he wants that one car advantage. So he quickly, at the very last second, darts over in front of me where he can sit on the on the line at the red light and wait, and we got 30 cars that stacked up right behind me, all wanting to, all had the right turn blinker on. He just sat there not caring about nothing.
God. Can't mess not up his pole position.
No, he got pole position. He's fine. He's fine. And then we go through the intersection, and then he changes lanes to get back in the middle lane. He just really likes that middle lane now. So,
wow.
You didn't, what? You didn't follow him, did you?
No, I didn't. I didn't. But that happened to me. All right, it's finally happened. The that morbidly obese guy who said that he was too fat to kill. Isn't that a saying in business when some business is so big that
yeah,
they're too fat to kill? Remember, this dude is on death row in Florida, and his lawyer was arguing that due to his morbid obesity, we cannot put him to death by lethal injection. Michael Tanzi, the ribby named killer, he kidnapped and murdered a woman. So that happened. But they put him to death last night, 6 p.m.
So I guess he was wrong.
Hmm? Well, he wasn't arguing that they couldn't kill him. He was saying that if you killed me with a lethal injection, that it may be cruel because he's so heavy.
Oh, it'd take too long?
That the drugs would take effect and he would be paralyzed in his body, experiencing a burning sensation from the inside out, and they wouldn't be able to tell.
All they got to do is stop your heart. I think they can probably do it pretty quick.
Yeah, can't they just give him a few mallet hits on the head while he's lethally injected?
Death by mallet?
Well, not death by mallet. It's just insurance.
A combo,
by mallet.
The mallet shot.
Yeah, you
combo.
still inject him, and then when the warden and the family isn't looking, you say, "Hey, look over there. Is that a big chupacabra?" And then you hit him over the head with the mallet a couple times.
El Cabong.
Yeah, and then, "Oh, I must have been mistaken. I thought I saw a chupacabra in here."
Did they do it with injection, or
they did it with injection? Okay. Yeah. But because people are so worried about the lethal injection drugs, that's why we've had this rash of firing squad death penalties.
By the way, divider.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Because that's a very serious story, given the crime he committed and
indeed
the fact that he was put to death.
McAtanzi.
But El Cabong, a horse named Quickdraw McGraw, who turns into El Cabong and swings through the air and then hits someone over the head with a guitar.
Stupid.
That is genius.
No, it's not genius.
I don't
genius
care who you are. Is genius.
It's what started the undoing of America and to a lot that goes on.
And how is it there was always a rope that was handy that was just perfect for him to swing?
For a horse to swing on?
Yeah.
A horse has never swung on a rope.
With a guitar, just ready to doo-wop someone with a...
Does he break his guitar?
Oh, yeah.
How many... Why doesn't he just purchase a mallet with as many instruments as he's buying and going through?
Yeah, I bet he has a sponsorship with a guitar company. They just give him a new one.
Why would
time
they want him to be their spokesperson when he destroys their instruments?
Well, look at those rock stars that destroy their guitars on stage.
He's famous.
They get them for free.
El Cabong
is
famous.
He's a Pete Townsend of rope swinging horses.
Yes, he's more famous than most guitar players.
No one knows who this character is anymore. I can barely even conjure him.
Anyone over the age of 30 or 40 knows exactly who Quickdraw McGraw is.
A horse named Quickdraw McGraw.
And his donkey sidekick, Baba Louie.
That's a good one. We should poll 140-year-olds in the Metroplex.
No one would know who they
over
are.
Over 80% would know who El
Cabong
is.
That's ridiculous.
I don't know if it would be that high. Because I never watched it as a kid.
Oh, my gosh.
So, like,
really?
I couldn't
I didn't
tell
either
you.
I was always bummed when I got stuck with Hanna-Barbera stuff.
What?
I wanted Looney Tunes. That's what I want.
Great, but so was Hanna-Barbera.
Mm.
But I could not draw a picture of El Cabong and Quickdraw McGraw.
Boy, I could, because I'll do the thinning around here.
I bet it would be that's less stupid than 50%.
It was somewhat offensive, too. Baba Louie, I don't think would...
Why? What was wrong with Baba Louie?
Well, he was Hispanic.
Well, what's wrong with being that, George?
Well, he would say, it's the way he would talk. He would say, I don't think that's a good idea, Quickstraw.
And Quickstraw.
Quickstraw would say, I'll do the thinning around here.
I don't.
What was Quickdraw?
He was a horse.
Okay, so in that world, there's two kinds of creatures. There's horses and Hispanics.
Hispanic donkeys.
Oh, Baba Louie was a donkey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He with a sombrero.
Well, why was he ethnic, but the horse wasn't?
Well, the horse what? We're all ethnicities, Craig.
But he said, I asked him what the horse was, and he said, just a horse.
Yeah, he was a white horse.
A white horse?
His color was white with beige hooves. And he wore a cowboy hat. And
all right, so you're claiming
you didn't watch you're claiming no.
If you're trying to win me over to Hanna-Barbera, what are the first three things you're showing me?
Well,
is Quickdraw one of
McGraw? Yes.
Okay, that's top of the list.
Snagglepuss.
Oh, I hated
Yogi Bear.
I hated Yogi Bear.
Flintstones.
I thought the Flintstones were overrated.
Jetsons.
I thought that was overrated. All those made me uncomfortable.
Hanna-Barbera put out a lot of quality stuff.
If you want to get into an argument,
yeah, I think Looney Tunes is better.
Thank you.
But Hanna-Barbera gave us some incredible comedy.
Yogi Bear was always just frustrating to me.
Let's get a picnic basket.
I hated that voice. I hated it.
Hey, boo boo.
I don't think we should do that, Yogi.
Why not, boo boo?
It's just dumb. It's not funny. It's not rabbit season, duck season. Give me rabbit season, duck season.
All right, fine.
Okay. Give me Elmer Fudd sticking a shotgun into one hole, and then outside the other hole comes out another shotgun.
I know, it's funny, but so's a horse flying through the air hitting someone with a guitar.
Okay. Scooby-Doo was Hanna-Barbera.
Scooby-Doo.
That was great.
Okay, I kind of liked that one.
But it
wasn't really funny. It was just interesting to watch.
So Scooby was funny.
This is interesting. So the cartoon characters that George claims 80% of 30 to 40-year-olds will know. Do you know when those were out?
I know, forever ago, like 60 years ago.
1958 to 1961.
Okay, but that's when they were made. But same thing with those Looney Tune things we were laughing at.
They were made
at.
Like the 30s
those
and made 40s.
40s and 50s, same thing.
But those were timeless, except for the ones that got involved in the propaganda war.
Flintstone's still going today. People know who Fred Flintstone is.
Only because of the vitamins. Only because he had a second career.
Well, and the Flintstones and Scooby-Doo, and they're certainly more into pop culture. They've had movies made.
Right.
Yeah.
That didn't happen with Quickdraw.
And those were...
No, but that doesn't mean that some things can't get overlooked. I can't help that.
No, but I'm talking about whether people would know them today.
Oh, right, yeah. And maybe it's unfair because I raised my kids on... Quickdraw McGraw. They thought it was the funniest thing they'd ever seen.
Huckleberry Hound that was stupid.
Yeah, Huckleberry Hound, quality.
What was the karate dog
Yogi.
One? Underdog?
Hong Kong Phooey.
Hong Kong Phooey.
I loved Hong Kong Phooey.
The Super Friends, Wacky Races.
The depth is unbelievable.
I don't know.
Did they have the superstars? Maybe not, but their depth was incredible.
Who was the shark?
CPO
Jabberjaw.
Shark? No. Jabberjaw, yeah.
Jabberjaw.
Hanna-Barbera.
It was just, every voice was just a ripoff of some... I mean, that was a ripoff of Curly from the Three Stooges.
Yeah.
And the Hey Boo Boo. That's somebody. Is that Art Carney or somebody?
I don't know. I think it's the same voice as Quickdraw.
Yeah, they were all done by that Dawes... What's his name?
Yeah. Genius dude.
Dawson's Creek.
All right, again, this intellectual back and forth has been brought to you by Tylock George Eye Care.
Yeah, Thank you, Gordo. They supported this.
That's the ODEC, 634 on the ticket. Coming up next, the playmaker Michael Irvin stops by with his NFL mock draft.